It's the rundown. It is Wednesday, March 7th. Fun fact for you guys, I think I've actually been on the most rundowns in Barstool history. This is only my second time hosting. Wow. So really awkward.
Wow.
Really awkward. But I'm happy. I'm joined by Chaps and also the star of the newest hit show on Barstool Sports, the Francis Variety Hour.
The Barstool Variety.
Yep, that's the Dave Portnoy. He got to you there. Did you ever pitch Francis Variety?
No, I never. Yeah.
Well, he would have switched it on you. All right, the rundown is brought to you by Lisa. $100 off a premium mattress delivered straight to your door. www.lisa.com/barstool. Go do it right now. $100 off. I sleep on a Lisa mattress. Chaps, you sleep on a Lisa mattress.
And have sex on them.
And have sex on it, Francis?
I sleep on a Lisa mattress and lose sleep on a Lisa mattress.
How many times have you had sex on your Lisa mattress?
At least 12.
Okay, nice. All right, speaking of sex.
Over 1,000.
God damn it, over Chaps.
1,000?
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Well, hey, that's good, though, because that shows how durable a Lisa mattress is.
Yeah, you get a 100-night risk-free, so you can fuck on it, like, at least 62 times.
Yeah. All right, so segueing from that, Rhode Island, porn. They're charging $20 for porn. Chaps, you wrote this blog?
Nope.
Okay, so we're off to a hot start. Rhode Island is charging $20 for porn.
That's true.
Thoughts, Chaps, on the blog you didn't write?
I think it's a bad move because you're just gonna...
This feels so awkward.
It just makes you want to go down like a dark internet type thing. Like if you charge me, I'm gonna find other ways. I'm gonna go to the Twitter bots. Whenever the little Twitter bots hop into your DM and they're like, hello, I might say hi back.
I do feel that we are going backwards as a society if we start charging for porn online.
Yeah.
Like we felt like we were going forwards with weed. Right.
Like it's like the ultimate.
Gambling's about to be legalized. Marijuana's about to be like legalized in every state, and now we're going backwards with porn.
But you know what? I think like one of the biggest definitions of fuck you money is that you can start paying for porn again. Like to me, that's one of the most baller things.
Well, I don't think that's fuck you money. I think that's like you need money for toilet paper and money for water and like basic sustenance, like, and porn.
Yeah, I think
you know,
it's
like it's ramen noodles and porn.
It's a move that you either don't know how to use the internet correctly if you're paying for porn, or you're just really poor and stupid and you think that it's fancy.
But what I'm saying is, if they made, so let's say tomorrow you wake up and it's $20 to access porn online and it's like foolproof, you cannot find it any other way. I feel like most people would buy the porn even if they had to go hungry. Like, that becomes a necessity, right?
Well, yes, but does this mean that, okay, so they're saying that in Rhode Island, in order to have access to any and all porn, you have to pay $20?
I didn't actually read the article, so I can't tell
let's
you that.
Let's operate under that premise.
Yeah,
let's walk down that road together. Yeah.
Yes, if I had the choice of not having access to porn or having to pay $20, everyone would do that.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's why I say it's not even fuck you money. It's actually like you
have
need
to live.
It. Right, right. Yes. To breathe and to live, you need to buy porn.
Have
to
I ever not mentioned murder that I was in the military?
Right. Streets. Right.
You have not.
Well, I was.
We can't tell anymore.
I was in the military, and whenever we were like
thanks
deployed, we were deployed places. We didn't have access to the internet, so we give out hard drives. I feel like hard drives of porn would become a big thing.
That's like,
or be like underground. Like
Bin Laden was a big porn guy.
Yeah.
They found all those hard
cartoon
drives.
Cartoon animation.
You know, let me tell you something. With all the new porn and it keeps getting dirtier and dirtier, you know, I thought that the old school stuff wouldn't get me, turn me on anymore. Like back when like Playboy was all we had, like magazines, you mentioned hard drives.
Skinamax.
Obviously. Yeah.
Victoria's Secret.
You know what I'm into right now?
Ooh, do tell.
Boob drop compilations.
Oh yeah, no. But those
as like funny or like.
I'm gonna disagree with you. I'm gonna disagree with you on one thing here. Boob drop compilations. Like if we had boob drop compilations when we were like 12 and 13, like that would have been coming left and right.
Yeah, right.
Because they are awesome.
They are amazing.
Yeah, I don't put those in the same as like static pictures like Playboy.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
They are awesome.
I would have needed more than to see them tumbling out of a show.
Yeah, slow-mo boob drop compilations.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
It's like a magic trick.
Shout out Jennifer Love Hewitt.
In Can't Hardly Wait?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't actually drop them. She didn't dump them.
I mean,
there was enough going on.
At the time, I was a young Christian.
You could think.
Yeah, that was enough for me.
Didn't need much.
Yeah. All right, I thought we actually nailed that first topic. Credit to us. Yeah. Good job, team.
Way to go.
All right, so let's go on to the next one. Bumble is advertising on Clippers jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't really care.
I don't really care either.
No, I don't. I don't give a shit.
All right, so let's go to the next topic. Michael Shannon. That's good. Good job.
I also don't give a shit about the Clippers anymore.
No, but it's credit to us for realizing when a topic's not going to land. Just move right on. Michael Shannon.
Can I just add? I said I don't care.
Was that a 20-second or a full timeout?
This is a 20-second. I really felt pressured to say that I didn't care.
Oh, because, so you do care?
Well, I don't care. But if I had cared,
sounds
I still
like
would have said that
bit.
I didn't care because you guys are
I do
saying.
Have a take about Bumble. I think it's neat. I think it's a neat
yeah,
idea.
We're into this topic. Francis, I think you do care, so give us your take.
Well, you know, I don't care about the Clippers ever since they traded away their entire fucking team. And do I care that DeAndre Jordan, does he even play for them anymore?
Yeah, he does.
That he still, that he has the Bumble, like he's the star of their team?
Yeah.
With 20 rebounds last night?
Yeah, Sam Decker.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, I just don't care that the Clippers, like, I don't know, if the fucking Celtics were sponsored by Bumble, maybe I'd care.
Yeah, it's a little media East Coast bias there.
Yeah. Okay. It's also supposed to be, like, the app that is supposed to be, like, gender forward and with the women taking, you know, the initiative. And
yeah.
We talked about this on the radio today. It's a complete farce because the women just say, hey, and then the onus is once again on the man to say something clever.
Got it. So it's really just, it just adds one extra step.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying.
Right. I don't like it. Yeah.
All right. So we just did the Bumble thing.
That was great.
All right. Dollar Shave Club. $5 plus free shipping for first month.
Right.
You get 6 blade executive razor plus shave butter, body cleanses, and one wipe Charlie's. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool for a mind-blowing experience. Join Dollar Shave Club today. Again, the $5 plus free shipping for the first month. You get the 6 blade executive razor plus shave butter, body cleansers, and one wipe Charlie's.
The body cleanser smells really good.
Yeah, and the one wipe Charlie's. I mean, you gotta wipe. You gotta clean up.
It's the worst part about being here is I don't have my duvet at home.
Yeah. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. All right, Michael Shannon was in The Shape of Water, and his.
No, he wrote it, directed it.
He wrote it and directed it. And,
what? No.
That's not true.
No.
Who's Michael?
He was
Shannon?
In it.
He's in it.
Yeah,
but Guillermo
I was
del Toro
right. Thank you.
Directed and wrote it, I'm pretty don't. Sure.
He looks
I'm
like a writer.
I'm hosting this show.
We'll host then.
Okay,
what are you asking
so
me?
Michael Shannon watched the Oscars, watched the movie that he was in win Best Picture while drinking a beer at the Old Town Ale House on North Ave in Chicago. What do you think about this move? Try hard move?
No, I think it's a huge try hard move because it came out less than a week after. You find this out 10 years from now that he was there and he just released it. They're like, oh, going back to your Oscar days, what it was like, we noticed that you weren't there. And he's like, well, actually, I was in this little dive bar and I was watching it kind of alone because I was a nervous wreck. 15 years from now, you're like, damn. But the story comes out 4 days later and you're like, it's kind of lame, dude.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the movie was incredibly lauded and nominated in almost every category. And of course, he's like one of the few people involved with the movie who didn't get nominated for an award.
Oh.
So for me, the fact that he's like openly sitting out when so many of his co-castmates and like the director and the best, it ended up winning Best Picture and Best Director. Like, to me, it's him being a little bit of a sourpuss.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought that he was nominated. I should have read the
story. No, he wasn't nominated.
I would like to know who took the picture. Was it an actual photographer, or was it
It looks like a good picture.
Right. So if it was a photographer, then this is a try-hard move.
Yeah.
If this was just someone with the iPhone X, not a poor person, they have the nice zoom, the digital zoom, and the flash.
How many phones back in the iPhone series are you if you're poor?
I think if you're still on like, did they do an 8?
Yeah, they've done it.
So I think if you're on 7, you're in trouble. I think they skipped the 9.
I'm 6S.
Yeah, so you're, that's, wow.
This
Francis,
is a 6S.
That is bad for your brand.
I know, well.
Well, that's kind of like.
Trying to be a common
yeah,
man.
You're, yeah, right, you're trying to slum it. Yeah, you're like, look guys.
It's intentional.
Yeah. No, I, look at this phone
look
I got.
This
thing like barely works.
My sneakers cost more than my phone.
I've been spending all my money on the porn in Rhode Island.
The one thing that. Damn. I like about this move. There is something very cathartic about a Sunday night at a bar, a dive bar, and this is a dive bar, you really like find yourself.
Yeah.
And it's usually just a few people around. It's a real hole in the wall. You're drunk. It's Sunday. You should be home asleep. And it's like the depths of your soul. And you
what
get
do you look
there.
When you go to a dive bar? Is there a specific bottle that you look for on the back, and you're like, "This is going to be a good night"?
I think the most important part about a dive bar is like the lighting, and also just how long it seems like it's been since the last time it was cleaned. Like yeah. you can walk in, and like dust, nothing has been cleaned.
I feel
in
like
for
how much
years.
Dust is on like, right. the good bottles.
Sand. And the higher up you go, it should be covered in dust.
Yeah.
So you have like a bottle of Blanton's whiskey, and you know that the top of it is just like covered in dust because nobody's buying anything that's like a $10 whiskey.
Also, an old classic jukebox. So it's not the digital touch. If you got that, you know you're in the right spot.
And I want the bartender to be missing at least one limb.
Yeah, no, you know some kind of disfigurement, like some kind of limp.
One arm gone with a hook.
Yep.
So not me. If I'm at a dive bar, if I'm at a dive bar, I prefer it to be a woman who's blonde, who's probably around 42 to 44, who looks like she used to be really attractive, but she had some rough years in between her 20s and 30s. Mm.
And then she walks from behind the bar, and boom, she's pregnant.
And she's like, what is
she's 9 months pregnant? She's serving you a Bud Light on a Sunday night.
She's been 9 months pregnant for 20
years.
Yes,
exactly.
She's never had the kid.
Wow, she doesn't have shoes on either.
You know, look.
She's
one of
still
the...
wearing Guess jeans.
Has a massive belt buckle with like the face of her family on it. The one thing I would add is that
Etsy gets
to the point of Michael Shannon, and I think him going out alone to a public place where he knows he's going to be seen, as opposed to just watching it at home.
Yeah.
Okay, like, but
it's one thing if he goes to the bar with a group of friends to watch the Oscars.
Okay.
But he knows he's going to be spotted. He knows he's alone. To me, it's a publicity
stunt. But from everything I know about this guy, he does do this. He has a little bit of like a Bill Murray into him where he'll just like show up at a karaoke bar or show up at a dive bar.
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, wow. So I think it is kind of, I think he's probably just like.
It seems a little bit more like a Daniel Day-Lewis move.
Yeah.
Well, that he would be then doing, like studying to be an alcoholic.
Right.
Yeah.
He is an amazing actor, and he's definitely not one of these like pretty boy glamorous actors. He's sort of the gritty like Johnny Depp type, sort of offbeat.
You never those know. Guys are always.
I should know who this.
Those
dude
guys
is.
Are always tortured
he's
souls.
He's been in a lot of like I want to say indie movies, but also he tends to play the bad guy in big budget pictures.
Yeah.
He was in the Superman like the first Superman reboot with Henry Cavill, where he's like one of the guys from outer space or whatever. Mm. I don't know.
All right, next up we have the Browns coaches. So there was a fired Browns coaches meeting in Indianapolis, which just the visual of that, all the cast-offs sitting there and just bashing the Browns organization. I would love to be a fly on the wall there.
That seems like such a great time.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all just a bunch of football dudes who want to talk shit about an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like they wouldn't be in this position if they got rid of us. Talk shit about the owner, the GM, the quarterback. You know, Manziel fucking got it.
I mean, like, there's a million quarterbacks. Yeah.
To me, this is like when all the former cast members of The Biggest Loser who have put the weight back on meet at like a buffet to commiserate.
Although, I think they're all happy they're gone. Like, this is, they're probably like, man, we're on to better things.
Like, wasn't it Mike Pettit that said, like, he would rather be, like, a D-line coach than ever be a head coach again because the Browns was so bad?
Yeah. And the one thing I noticed when we were in Indianapolis for the Combine, every coach, head coach, was kind of rolled in with a crew. They had, like, their PR guy, assistant coaches, whatever. Hugh Jackson was just rolling alone.
Nobody's stock is taking.
No one needs wants
Remember
to be around
when he
him.
Left? When he left, he was with the Bengals. When he left as their offensive coordinator,
he was like going to be the guru.
Everybody wanted him
because
they're like, look at his time with Oakland. Oakland actually started to come back before he was fired. He was fired too soon. Now he's on fire with the Bengals
one
offense.
1-31.
Made Andy Dalton like a serviceable quarterback, and now he is like shit.
I mean, 1-30, going 1-31 and not getting fired is actually so bad it's good. Like, that's impressive to be able to keep
when
that
I read
job.
That
you have some skill level that we can't see, some intangible, like, stick-to-itiveness.
He has to win 29 consecutive games to match Gus Bradley's winning percentage.
That's amazing. All right, last up, we have the South African biker So, Chaps, you wrote this story.
No.
Okay. Francis, you wrote this story.
Oh, I didn't.
All right, so the South African triathlete.
Did you read the story?
Yeah.
I think Hubs wrote it.
Hubs wrote it.
Yeah,
okay.
Honestly.
So he was biking and three kidnappers or just...
Assailants.
Like, assailants, yeah.
What's the word? What, like highway bandits?
Yeah.
Bandits.
Bandits. Pulled him off the bike and tried to saw off his limbs. Yeah. And actually, like... Got to the bone.
So they had a chainsaw, and the chainsaw was so dull, and they couldn't get it to start. So they just used the chainsaw as like a regular
saw. It's
almost
like flossing
your leg off. And
were
going at it, and it was so dull that it was getting stuck in his bone.
Oh, it's so
bad. And some security guard came over, and then the bandits ran away. So, like, I feel like if you're that far down, where you're sawing somebody's leg off with a dull chainsaw. You've already pot committed.
Yeah.
You gotta kill him.
Oh. You gotta kill the security guard too.
You don't run away because you're like, what are they doing something bad.
Yeah, what are they going for?
Yeah,
here?
Right.
What's Do they hate triathletes?
See, that's what the story didn't really say. Like, I didn't know if they were going after like a Nancy Kerrigan, if he's such a good triathlon guy and they want their triathlete to really take over the show.
Or were they just trying to kidnap him or get money?
Do you have a pair of gold-plated sneakers that are just attached to his feet? Like, are they...
Man.
But they went, like, mid-calf, too.
Yeah. Do you know this? Za was telling me that in South Africa, it is legal to put a flamethrower on the top of your car.
I did know that.
Because theft is so prevalent that it's a way to, like, defend yourself. You're legally
allowed
to...
So you gotta put on your bike.
To light someone up.
Yeah.
It just makes this place sound like Mad Max.
Yeah,
like,
it really does.
No, it absolutely does.
You're like riding your bike and people are coming after you with broken chainsaws.
Yeah. I don't understand how he got pulled off either. If he's riding his bike and he's a triathlete, can't you just keep going?
I mean,
fast?
It has a skinny tire. It'd be a lot easier if you were like a mountain biker and you could swirl off.
And maybe that's his worst event of the three.
Yeah,
like if
they
found him in the ocean.
And getting somebody off their bike is easy. I mean, you have lots of sticks.
No, but if you're going fast, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess so. But then you're a triathlete, so you could run.
Where is Zog here?
Not if you take a tumble.
So I was not here. All right, after show. Francis, would you like to pitch or plug your new variety show?
Thank you for having me. Today we debuted the Barstool Variety Hour. It's available on the site, obviously. It's one of the featured videos. It should still be up, hopefully, by the time you see this. It's a mixed bag of comedy and sketch and stand-up and horrible acting and whatnot. And I appreciate everyone helping out and being patient. And today it came out. Should have like an 8 to 10 episode first season, and then we'll regroup and do a second season next fall.
At what point do your parents text you and like, Francis, like, you're so great?
You know, my parents don't really text me or tell me when they watch my stuff anymore because I ask them not to.
Really?
Yeah. Because
why?
I don't want them in my brain when I'm thinking like, oh, I want to write this joke, this sketch about autoerotic asphyxiation.
I think you need to just get over that. Like, you just blank out.
It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Like, the more my parents remind me that they're watching.
They won't be like, hey, good job. They don't have to be like, hey, Francis, that joke about you jerking off while getting choked was really funny. Like, I don't think your dad has to say that.
So, like, on Podfathers episode 69, we talked to Clem told a story about how my parents fucked and made me, and then I told a story about how Clem's parents fucked and made him. And my mom texted me, that was a weird episode.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, right.
But
that's
you
okay.
can't let it go into your brain.
Yeah. No.
But it is hard. Like, just watch it, but just don't tell me
it
about
is
it.
Tough. I know that, like, the only time really that my dad tells me that, like, he's proud of me here is when someone comes up to him. And is like, I'm a big fan of Francis. And it's usually, like, the cart guys at the golf course he plays at.
Got it.
It's like
Got
golf
it.
People
Got it.
Know him.
Yeah. Okay. So debuted today, every Wednesday?
Yeah, every Wednesday for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's exciting.
Thanks.
And you're going to do the stand-up again next week?
Well, we'll do the monologue every week. Yeah. So if anyone has any monologue joke suggestions.
Oh, yeah, so you're just going to have everyone else do your job for you.
Well, it makes life easier if they chip in.
Francis came up to me yesterday and was like, hey, I'm about to do the monologue if you have any jokes. That come up to like at the top of your head, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. Von Miller's about to stop by, if you could write some questions down real quick since I'm doing your job for you. And then we just kind of walked away from each other.
Oh man.
No, it was good though. It was really fun. I'm excited for the whole season.
Thanks.
Hopefully you get a second show. It's tough.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Given that it's not sponsored at all. I mean, literally.
But Dave could just do it just as
just
like.
Think I hate it.
Yeah, just be like, I'm just going to do this so that I can flex.
Right, right.
So,
well.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was sufficiently awkward. I'm really bad host at the rundown. I can host everything else, but I can't host the rundown. I don't know what it is.
I had fun.
It's just I've done like 700 shows in that chair.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
This is my fourth.
Oh, you're going to do the What Was Me thing?
No, I just think.
Because I told you today, we're done with the Francis What Was Me. Everyone loves you. You're like beloved. Oh. It doesn't play the card of like, I'm going to go just like
I might
slunk in I the corner.
I might do something
and like,
really bad just to get back to the
because
victim.
Because you can't do it. Like you then become the annoying guy who's like, oh, everyone hates me. It's like, no one hates you.
Maybe I'll beat up Frankie Borelli. He's really well liked.
No, that actually will get you more liked.
Really?
Yeah. Tim Porter can go fuck themselves.
I kind of want to. I've
Frankie,
been wanting to bang
up,
him
from
the moment I met him.
What, you want to bang Frankie?
I do want to bang Frankie, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He
so that was.
Doesn't change anything.
Yeah, I said whenever you run out of jokes, you can always just call me a lesbian. That seems to be the thing
lesbian.
That you fall
Look
on.
Look at that
so.
Little lesbian over there.
I'm not going to grow facial hair anytime
that
soon.
Skin is so smooth.
There you go.
It is. It is very smooth.
That's the skin of a
Would
man.
Be a real shame if someone flamethrowed it like South Africa. Real shame.
A what?
If someone flamethrowed your face, your smooth face.
I, Frank,
would be a real shame,
if
Frankie.
If you were on a bike, I would cut your legs off just so you couldn't get away.
Yeah. Then we could keep you forever, you cute little
be
bitch.
Be my little toy.
All right.
The bitch part was probably a little too far.
You think the bitch was too far?
Yeah, it was too far.
Okay. All right. I take that back. Not.
Yes.
Ooh. Are we out here?
Yeah, we're done. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're done. Good rundown, boys.
I feel like I went too far with the whole lesbian jokes.